This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. This is the sound of caring. Volunteers are helping Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro to build a house for families that could not own a home in other circumstances. More than a dozen homes have been built in Jonesboro. Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro is M.G. Meiring, who says the organization's been in operation for 20 years. Meiring tells more.
We provide and build safe, secure homes, affordable homes for low to moderately low income families. They have to apply for them. There is some criteria that they have to meet. It's not hard criteria, but we want to ensure that our Habitat applicant families make good neighbors. So we have a family selection committee that their primary responsibility is going through the applications and then choosing applicants that they feel meet the criteria and then bringing that before the board. But that is our goal, is to provide safe, affordable housing for low-income people that normally wouldn't be able to afford a home under normal circumstances on their own by going through a loan institution. And the reason that it is affordable is that we build these houses at 0% interest over a 20-year note.
Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro has a couple of projects that are being built inside the city limits. The house we visited is located at the corner of Drake and Belt Street. The house has been worked on for 3 years now. Meiring says crews of volunteers will work on homes for a half day on Saturdays. Meiring tells about this particular home that's being built.
This house has been probably one of our biggest challenges as far as a new construction job. The topography of this lot is very strange. Normally, we try to build our houses on flat lots, but this lot has a steep slope to it, so we actually had to do something on this Habitat home that we don't normally ever have to do on other Habitat homes, and that is we had to put a basement space underneath the main part of the house in order to build a decent sized house on this lot. So it has taken a lot more I'll say creative effort as well as just professional efforts out there to get this job done. And this job has been one of our longest construction jobs. We had a family picked out and that did not work out, so we had to kind of go back to square one. But the neat thing about this house is that it has been we got it off of a floor plan, and then I kind of redesigned it, and the lot is not real wide, it's rather narrow, so I kind of designed it to look like a New Orleans shotgun house, and it's going to be painted in a four color palette, and it's going to be a really sharp looking house for this corner right across from Success School.
And families are selected for homes through a committee that reviews all applications. Once a family is selected, families agree to put 300 hours of what is called sweat equity into building that home or building other homes. If a family is disabled, other family members can step in. In the case of the family who will receive the home at Drake and Belt Streets in Jonesboro, their church is helping out with the building of the home. The home is being built for the Carmen family. Mark Carmen, his wife Kathy, and son John Paul will move into the home once it's complete. Mark Carmen says his wife is disabled and has to be in a wheelchair. Carmen tells about the home they have been in.
The home that we came from, we lived in it for almost 22 years, and it got unsafe, and she wasn't able to get in and get out of it because a lot of times she's in a wheelchair. And she's looking very much forward to having a new, safe home for us to live in. And we feel like we've been very blessed Habitat is a wonderful organization, and not only working here helping to fix our own home, but we look forward to helping Habitat work on other folks' home, because that's what it's all about, is people helping people.
And Carmen says his family is looking forward to being in a home where they'll have more space and won't have to worry about electrical fires.
It's going to be the safety issue. We know that once everything is finished here, that we won't have to worry about the electrical problems and things, because the problems that we had at the other home was we had a lot of fires in our home because of old wiring. But that will be one of the main things, and we'll have different things in the home for handicapped people. They're going to make our doors wide enough, and they're going to make a ramp for a home wide enough for me to bring my wife in and out in a wheelchair, if she has to be in a wheelchair. Things like that, and there's just going to be different things in the house that are going to help us for a handicapped person.
And volunteers from Carmen's church, the Nettleton Baptist Church, worked on the house on a Saturday morning and worked on putting siding on the back of the house and drywall on the inside of the home. Associate Pastor Mike Hart.
This family was in desperate need of a new house, and us partnering with Habitat has been a blessing, because this family, their house that they had was in disrepair, and us partnering together with Habitat has been a opportunity for them to have a basic housing need, and it's been exciting to see the journey with this family and how God has provided, and we're anticipating how God's going to provide more, and you know, it's really really encouraging to see what God has done so far, so we're excited about it.
According to Chief Executive Officer M.G. Meiring, more volunteers are needed for projects, and more donations can help families like the Carmens move into their homes faster.
You know, just like any nonprofit with the economy kind of tanking the way it has in recent years, our funding has not dried up, but it has been a challenge to get money to continue to build these homes, because the way our program works is we use the mortgages from the existing homeowners to build the next house. So as that money comes in, we have to build a surplus in order to do our building projects, and it's great to have organizations and community groups that want to step forward and be volunteers for a day or so on our building projects, but we need funding to in order to get our materials and, you know, pay our professional labor like electricians and plumbers and whatnot. So that's probably our biggest challenge, and along with that, I have been racking my brain trying to come up with interesting and innovative fundraising ideas to do that, to get us more money coming in.
Mark Carmen says he is thankful for a safer place for his family to live in. According to Carmen, it will be worth the wait.
It's a blessing for us, and we don't know just yet how long it's going to take us to get in here, but as I've told my wife and son, this will be a Christmas gift to us. This will be the first Christmas, real Christmas, we've had in 22 years.
Three quarters long.
And nobody knows what that means. There's Christmas, and then there's Christmas for us. We're blessed.
More information on Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro can be found at www.jonesborohabitat.org or by calling 870-935-3800. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.